February 7th, 1905. A Message of Purification, Ellen G. White. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former times. In this scripture is portrayed a refining, purifying process to be carried on in the hearts of men by the Lord of hosts. The process is most trying to the soul, but it is only by this means that the dross can be removed. Of necessity, we must endure trials, for through these we are brought close to our Heavenly Father in obedience to His will, that we may render to Him an offering in righteousness. In the world ye shall have tribulation, Christ declares, but in me ye shall have peace. Pride, selfishness, evil passions, and love of worldly pleasure must all be overcome. Therefore, God sends afflictions to test and prove us, and show us that these evils exist in our characters. We must overcome through His strength and grace, that we may be partakers of the divine nature. Our light affliction, Paul writes, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Affliction, temptation, adversity, and our other varied trials are the means by which God refines and sanctifies us. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. There is a high standard to which we are to attain if we would be children of God, noble, pure, holy, and undefiled. And a refining process is necessary if we would reach this standard. How would this refining be accomplished if there were no difficulties to meet, no obstacles to surmount, nothing to call out patience and endurance? These trials are not the smallest blessings in our experience. They are designed to nerve us to determination to succeed. We are to use them as a heaven-appointed means of gaining decided victories over self, instead of allowing them to hinder, oppress, and destroy us. Character will be tested. Christ will be revealed in us if we are indeed branches of the living vine. Under every circumstance in life, we shall be patient, kind, forbearing, and cheerful. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and develop a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, unceasing prayer, and constant help from Christ. Every Christian has a personal battle to fight. Everyone must win his own way, through struggles and discouragements. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. No one, not even God, can carry us to heaven unless we make the necessary effort on our part. We must expel the unlovely natural traits that make us unlike Jesus, and allow Him to put His attributes into our lives. While God works in us to will and to do of His own good pleasure, we must work in harmony with Him. The religion of Christ transforms the heart. It makes the worldly-minded man heavenly-minded. Under its influence, the selfish man becomes unselfish, because this is the character of Christ. The dishonest, scheming man becomes upright, so that it is second nature to him to do to others as he would have others do to him. The profligate is changed from impurity to purity. He forms correct habits, for the gospel of Christ has become to him a savor of life unto life. The Master sees wherein we need to be purified for his heavenly kingdom. He will not leave us in the furnace until we are wholly consumed. As a refiner and purifier of silver, he is beholding his children, watching the process of purification, until he shall discern his image reflected in us. Although we often feel affliction's flame kindling about us, and at times fear that we shall be utterly consumed, yet the loving kindness of God is just as great toward us at these times as when we are free in spirit and triumphing in Him. The furnace is to purify and refine, but not to consume and destroy. God in His providence would try us to purify us as the sons of Levi, that we may offer to him an offering in righteousness. Mrs. E. G. White.